Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague with you on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. We talked about it yesterday, talked about it today. We'll get to more of it a little later on in the show. Oregon and Washington Week, 12:30 this weekend. You can hear it on The Fan and catch it on TV on ABC as the Oregon Ducks get ready for the Washington Huskies. And we talk with the head coach of the Ducks, Mario Cristobal, as he joins the show here every Tuesday. Good to have you back on the show, Coach. I guess I'll just start with the generic. You had a bye week, and now you have Washington. Did the bye week happen to land on the perfect time for you guys?
I think so. I mean, you kind of say that every year, no matter when it lands, but it's always appreciated because you do. You got to heal up a little bit. You also kind of have an opportunity to assess the entire program from top to bottom, and not only what you're doing schematically or personnel-wise, but all the things you do, and at the same time, you get a chance to go out and recruit and continue, you know, the most important lifeline of the program, which is, again, the personnel that you're bringing in year after year. So overall, it came at a great time. We took full advantage of it.
Well, and I think a lot of people look at that bye week and circle it as a great chance to get healthy, and just kind of seeing the injury report from you guys and some of the stuff you've already said this week, seems like the roster is pretty healthy going into Washington.
I think so. You know, obviously we miss Cam McCormick. He's such a great football player and a great teammate and leader and whatnot. But those Jake Breland has done a great job. So has Kano and Ryan Bay and Kent Moore. So they've stepped up and done a nice job. But Austin's had a chance to heal up. He was full go today. Mm-hmm. He looked a lot more fresh than he did a few weeks ago. So it served him really well, the bye week plus the time he had off to heal up. But overall, we feel really good, and we went hard today. Now, you know, hopefully there won't be a couple guys that are dinged up by tomorrow's injury report. We should be fine, but we got after today, and you know what, we're going to get after it tomorrow and continue preparation for Washington.
Yeah, we're talking with the head coach of the Oregon Ducks, Mario Cristobal. He joins us every Tuesday as the Ducks get ready for Washington this weekend, 12:30. You catch it here on The Fan. I'm curious, you know, first year as the head coach, you were there last year as well. How quick does a new coach get the rivalry feel with the team the way the fans and even some of the players do?
We got it right away last year upon arrival, even before we had played a game, even before we started spring practice. You felt it throughout recruiting, and it's awesome. It's intense like it should be, and I mean, rivalries are such a huge part of what makes college football what it is, so it's a great deal.
Well, and everybody's looking at this Husky team, and like the first thing that they think of is the defense and how good they are on that side of the football. What is it on film that stands out that makes that Washington defense that you've seen so special?
Yeah, I believe they're number one in the country, two or three, somewhere in that vicinity. But they're physical as can be up front. I mean, they knock you back. They shut down the run game. They put a tremendous amount of pressure on the quarterback. The linebackers are downhill guys, but that also run sideline to sideline and hunt you down. They're very athletic. They shed blocks well. And then the secondary is full of guys that not only are really good cover guys, but will come up and play all those perimeter blocks and the screens and the sweeps really well. They've got a really, really complete defense.
You know, coaches in the past for Oregon, and I believe the guy up north at Washington does the same. They never really acknowledged what this game, and we have listeners, you got fans out there that understand and are passionate about this matchup between these two. Are you one of the coaches that just say, oh, it's, you know, just the next week's the next opponent? Or are you one of those that does kind of feed into that a little bit with the players and understand where the fans are coming from?
I don't like to think of myself as one of those anything, so myself. But we're always with our players, and what I am with our players is always honest. We all know it's a huge rivalry. It can't be denied, and it's something that, you know, you never try to, you know, tone down. But I don't think it's part of your daily preparation. I think that's part of what makes the energy and enthusiasm and the intensity around it such a huge thing. And so you make your players always aware that you can't let your emotions spill into your preparation, mm-hmm. where it, you know, could cost you in the form of a penalty for just being excessive in terms of anything, you know, a celebration, a roughing penalty or whatnot. You just want to make sure that all the intensity is all harnessed towards preparing the right way and elevating the culture and preparation that goes into a game like this.
Do you bring any former players back to talk about it, or do you not approach it that way?
No, the guys that are available, our stadium should have a good chunk of guys at the game that played here. And, we're going to have a guy or two stop by and say a few words to the team leading up to the game on Saturday.
Coach, I am curious to ask you, obviously as a former player and you've been at a couple of big programs now as a coach, what was your favorite rivalry moment as a player when you were at Miami?
Miami as a player was always Miami-Florida State. That was always a big one. And, we went 4 out of 5 against them. The one time we did lose, we actually ended up winning the national title. So there was at least a little bit form of vindication there. But and then at the stops I've been at, obviously the Iron Bowl at Alabama is a big deal. And here it just seems like in the Pac-12, there's a lot of rivalries because, you look at the Civil War, you look at, the game this week. I mean, there's just a lot. I mean, they're one right after the other, so. I feel like here in the Pac-12, I feel like we're in the playoffs. Like we're almost in the Sweet 16, where every single week is like a playoff game, like almost like an elimination type of game, so to speak. So because the conference is so wide open that everyone is alive all the way up until the very last week of the season. So we all know the importance of it. It's emphasized in the right way. I don't think you turn that into a negative. I think that's a positive, and it's something that players should be enthused about. Being here and coming to Oregon.
Right. Yeah, we're talking with head coach of the Oregon Ducks, Mario Cristobal. He's getting his team ready to take on Washington this weekend down in Eugene. 12:30 kick time on ABC, and of course you can catch it here on The Fan. I didn't mention this last week when you were on the show, but I saw some video and I heard some of your pre- and post-game stuff, and the post-game looked like you were standing on top of a garbage can and screaming at your guys how proud you were. I'm just curious, were you the pregame motivating guy at Miami? Did that develop late? What goes into that?
Oh, I don't know. No, we just, run our processes and do everything we can to make sure our players are focused and dialed in. So I don't, we just roll, brother. We just roll.
I asked you about the Washington defense and just how talented they are on that side of the ball. And on the other side, they got a lot of talent as well. And I think it all starts probably with Myles Gaskin and just how talented of a back he is and the all-time leading rusher for the Huskies. And you got a little experience, a couple weeks ago trying to game plan and bottle up a guy like Bryce Love. What goes into that when you're playing a running back of that caliber, trying to dial up a defense that can slow somebody like him down?
Well, I think their running back is as good as you'll see in the entire country. And he's complemented by an offensive line and a group of tight ends that they will strike you and knock you back. They do a really good job controlling the line of scrimmage. And, they put together some real long, extensive, chew-the-clock type of drives by doing so, by controlling the line of scrimmage and pounding it out. And at the same time, I think what doesn't get enough attention or media is the fact that they have some big-time playmaking wide receivers, and they proved it last week, in the way that they ran their deep shots and deep crossing patterns and went up and caught a bunch of 50-50 balls and really flipped the field a couple times and changed the game. So they're a very talented offense.
You got a firsthand experience of one of the best coaches we've ever seen in college football for a few years before you came to Eugene. I'm just curious, when you watch film on a program like Washington, wherever you were at some point in your coaching career, saw film or watched games with Chris Peterson at Boise or now at Washington, what stands out about Chris Peterson teams?
Watching, Washington, they're obviously a really good football team. They play hard. They've got really good schemes. They play with a lot of discipline. They got a really good football team.
Yeah. I know you addressed it last week, wanting to cut down on some of the penalties and some of the mental errors and personal foul kind of stuff that you saw in that Cal game. Did you address that with the team? Do you think they handled it well this last week during the bye week?
Yeah, those are things that every single week we're going to emphasize. I think they've taken a lot of pride in being the least penalized team in the pack this year as opposed to being the most penalized team in the pack last year. And I think that all the little things that are part of building our culture – about being early to things, about making sure that we're doing things the right way. I think all those things have led to, developing and nurturing a DNA that's helping our guys understand the importance of discipline. And that's something that always has to be elevated. You never go the other way, and you certainly don't settle and feel content with where you're at. You've got to continue pushing and challenging yourself and your players and your staff to elevate the standards.
Yeah, we're talking with the head coach of the Oregon Ducks, Mario Cristobal, Oregon, Washington, 12:30 here on The Fan. Your offensive coordinator, I'm sure, is looking at a lot of tape. You've got one of the best quarterbacks in college football. Is Marcus Arroyo sleeping this week, or is he too fired up?
No, Marcus Arroyo is a tremendous colleague slash worker slash grinder. Not many of these coaches get much sleep now. I mean, and I don't think any coach around the country does. I mean, it's just part of the profession. But I think what keeps him up at night is the excitement of being able to work with a guy like Justin, being able to work with a group of guys like we have on offense, and certainly being part of the program. So, really, really fired up about what Marcus has done so far and what he has in store for us, not only Saturday, but the rest of the season.
How much football did you sit around and watch last Saturday?
You serious? That's all we do. Oh, you're talking about
random games. Husky game or Pac-12 games or?
No, what's that called? That TiVo? Is that what it's called? How do you call it when you record?
DVR.
My wife recorded a bunch of it for us. We spent the day on Washington, and then did get to see the Washington UCLA game, and then had all those other ones recorded so you could just kind of buzz through them. But got to watch a lot of games. I think the best thing you watch situation. You know, there's so many different scenarios that go on a week by week basis. So, but most of the time was spent was just watching Washington.
When you're at home, does your wife have any say on the TV during football season?
I really don't get home very often. Yeah. By the time I get home, TV hours are shut down, man. Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't think anybody's up between 1 and 5 in the morning. So I think I'm good with the TV. The TV rides by then.
All right, we'll get you out of here on this one, Coach. Big game, as we've mentioned several times throughout. Just kind of curious, what does this weekend mean for program year one? Where you want to go? I know I asked you that during Stanford, but another big contest this weekend against one of the Pac-12 North's best.
Yep, I mean it's the most important game because it's the next game. I mean, we do that every single week. You know, the fact that it's such an intense rivalry is, in my opinion, the opinion of our coaches and players, is just an incredible opportunity. I mean, anytime you have the opportunity to play on a national stage against a program, you know, that's ranked as high as their program is, and taking into account the things we mentioned about the rivalry, I mean, could you ask for more as a college football player? Could you ask for more as a college football fan or coach? It's why you do it. So the enthusiasm and juice around here right now is awesome. We're looking forward to Saturday.
All right, there we go. Good stuff. The head coach of the Oregon Ducks, Mario Cristobal, joins us every Tuesday. Oregon getting ready for Washington this weekend, 12:30 kick on ABC. And you can hear it here on The Fan. Thanks so much for the time, Coach. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.